Genesis chapter 35. Then God said to Jacob, "Arise and go up to Beth-El and live there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from Esau your brother." Then Jacob said to his household and to everyone who was with him, "Remove the foreign gods which are in your midst, and cleanse yourselves and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Beth-El, and I will make an altar there to God, who answered me on the day when I was in a strait, but he was with me on the way I went." So they gave Jacob all the strange gods which were in their possession, and the rings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree which was near Shechem. And they moved on, and a fear of God came upon the cities which were around them, so they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. Then Jacob arrived at Luz, which is in the land of Canaan. It is Beth-El, he and all the people who were with him. And he built an altar there, and called the place El Beth-El, for God had revealed himself to him there when he was fleeing from his brother. Then Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried under Beth-El, under the oak tree, and he called it Alon Bakuth. Now God had appeared to Jacob again as he was coming from Paddan Aram, and he had blessed him. And God had said to him, "Your name is Jacob. Your name will no longer be Jacob, but your name will be Israel." And he called him Israel. And God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase. A nation and a convocation of nations will come from you, and kings will come out of your loins. I will give you the land which I gave to Abraham and to Isaac, and I will give the land to your seed after you." Then God ascended away from him, at the place where he spoke with him. Jacob then erected a pillar at the place where he spoke with him, a stone pillar, and he poured out a libation on it, and he poured oil on it. And Jacob called the place where God had spoken to him Beth-El. Then they moved on from Beth-El, and there was just a small stretch of land to go to arrive at Ephrath, when Rachel gave birth, and she had difficulty in her labour. And it came to pass, as she was having difficulty in her labour, that the midwife said to her, "Do not be afraid, for this is also a son of yours." And it came to pass, as her life was departing, for she was dying, that she called him Ben-Oni, but his father called him Benjamin. Then Rachel died, and she was buried at the road to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob erected a pillar at her grave. It is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. Then Israel moved on and pitched his tent beyond the tower of Eder. And it came to pass, while Israel was dwelling in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard it. Now Jacob's sons were 12 in number. Leah's sons were Jacob's firstborn, Reuben, then Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. Rachel's sons were Joseph and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's maidservant, were Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, were Gad and Asher. These were Jacob's sons who were born to him in Paddan Aram. Then Jacob came to Isaac his father in Mamre, at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac dwelt. And the days of Isaac amounted to 180 years. When Isaac expired and died, he was gathered to his people, being old and full of days, and Esau and Jacob his sons buried him.